Greetings, programs, and welcome to this edition of the Nerdstravaganza podcast. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic! Woo!
Yay! I fight for the users.
I fight for the programs.
That was the best mishmash of intro speeches ever. I think this is in the can already.
I don't think so. I think we got a lot more business to discuss. First, let's do our roundup. Grant, what have you been up to the past week?
I'm going to go and say it's been, I feel, a busy week, like, as far as just I'm concerned. Mostly playing Bastion now. I'm about a year behind on my indie games, I think, so I've been playing Bastion. The indie Humble Bundle came out today, so I've been futzing about with some of the games in that as well.
I don't know any of that, any of those words you said, except for maybe the.
All right, well, I'm glad you asked. The indie humble bundle is a I think they're in their fourth year now. It's basically just a package of four or five games that get bundled together, and then you buy whatever price you want into it, and then determine how much of that goes to charities, how much of that goes to the developers, and so on. So you can get, you know, this year you can get like four or so really good games if you just want to throw a dollar into it. Like, I don't know, did you all ever play Super Meat Boy, or I think Shank is one of the games in there.
I played that in prison.
Jamestown.
That was Shiv.
I haven't played Super Meat Boy since I was in my experimental phase as a kid.
Well, people that are more into the indie game scene will recognize a lot of those games, and if you're not, I still recommend checking out the Humble Bundle. It's, I believe, just humblebundle.com. And, yeah, it's dropped five or so bucks on it. It goes to a good cause, and there's some really good games. So I've been doing that. And then, finally, I've been kind of mulling over the announcements made at the Spike VGAs this year. I don't know. Did any of you all watch that?
Missed it.
I don't have a TV.
And you know what? It's not. I don't even think the awards are about the awards anymore. One of the guys from Infinity Ward won something and then got teabagged. So that's the kind of show you're dealing with. More importantly, Metal Gear Rising, which had been, I believe, canceled. They just revealed that the people who made Bayonetta and Vanquish, your favorite game in the world there, Keith?
Yes.
They're picking up the development on it and making it into an action game of their style. So I'm really excited about that. Metal Gear Revengeance. It's like revenge with a vengeance. It's a horrible name.
It's really... As most things are these days.
Oh, really, really bad name, but I love their third-person character action, so hooray for that. Cool. And more or less, that's been my week.
Excellent. What about you, Tom?
Well, Keith, I've continued to play some Skyrim. It's been going on for weeks now, and I love it. An exciting new development there for me is that I now have a horse, and his name is Dustin Hoofman, and I ride
Dustin
him.
Hoofman.
I ride him all over the land, ignoring enemies and interesting things because I enjoy riding my horse so much. Aside from that, outside of that fantasy world, I attended an event where I saw you, Keith. I attended the Arcade Expo here in Fort Lauderdale, a classic arcade gaming expo. And there I hung out with none other than our legendary guest from a previous episode, Stephen Kleisath. And so did you.
Yes, we had a rip-roaring time, as it
were.
We
did indeed. I mean, I'll save the real icing on that cake for when you do your what you've been up to. But that's basically it for me.
Let me ask you this. I've heard some rumors about, or some talking about Skyrim. How many characters have you created? Are you still rolling one?
I'm still rolling one. I feel that now that I have a horse, I have two characters. And I often talk to the horse, and he talks back to me while I'm galloping through the countryside. I have a party.
So you haven't created multiple characters and run through everything again and see how different it is and that sort of stuff?
Or I have guess a horse, Keith. I have a horse. The world's
how
different.
How far are you even into the game? Like, what level
horse
are you at?
Dude, there's hundreds of hours. Like, people can kill this game quick if you just go quest to quest, but there's so much side-chaining stuff. You can play this game for half of forever, man.
Right, and listen, I'm in no rush to gallop through the game. I mean, I'm enjoying it very much. I'm just trotting along at a leisurely pace.
Okay.
There's finishing the game and missing the game. And if you're just going to finish it, you're missing out on 95% of what the game actually
but
is.
But I'm also going to say that there's also, like, getting so lost in the game that you don't experience a lot of what it has to offer. Like, the main quest in this one is actually worth playing.
You see, you got to be careful not to run roughshod over the story. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying a goddamn thing to you, actually.
All right, no more horsing around. That's the end of my update.
All right, Rick, settle up to Mike. What have you been up to?
Well, I would have been at the arcade thing, but I took the girlfriend out to Ruby Tuesdays before venturing out that night. And make a long story short, it sucked. I got the squirts. End of story.
That is pretty much the ending you would expect from Ruby Tuesdays, I'm thinking.
Yeah, at one point in time the place was alright, but not anymore. Other than that, I've been playing not much Xbox, man. I'll tell you why. That new dashboard, besides the fact that, you know me, I don't really like change all that much. There's some things I do like about it, some things I'm not too keen on. Most of them are design flaws that I feel that they have. Being a designer, I'm allowed to make comments on that. But the weirdest thing is ever since they've changed that dashboard, every time I get like nauseous, like motion sickness from flicking through the menus. I can't view it for any length of time without feeling like I'm going to throw up. So
that's the oddest thing.
Yeah. Not a lot of Xbox for me lately.
How much of the dashboard are you on, though? I mean, don't you just go in, load a game, and play?
Bitch! I live on the Xbox dashboard! Actually, it's not a dashboard anymore. Now it's a homepage.
Oh. Well, I guess this week I haven't really been up to much. My parents are coming into town to stay for a couple of months. They're not staying with me, but they've given me notice that where they're staying has no internet, so they will be spending most of their time in my place.
Ouch.
So I have been rearranging furniture, cleaning up the place, dusting, scrubbing, working, and basically having not a whole lot of fun for the past week. I did get out of the house on Saturday, and I was intending to do lots of Christmas shopping, so I went to our local electronic gadget stores, looking for something to buy for people, and I found lots of neat stuff and nothing for anybody else but myself. I ended up purchasing a new video card for my computer. I got me a GeForce 560 Ti, and now everything I can play, I can turn all the way up and still get nothing less than 40 frames per second. It's glorious.
Wow, Azeroth must look beautiful.
Actually, it didn't improve that too much, although yeah, now that game...
It never does.
So Tribes is just sailing and skiing perfectly now?
Actually, my prototype looks really good, which it didn't look bad before. I mean, I had an okay video card, but prototype looks awesome. Crap, I can't think of that name of that other game that I was playing. Let me look at them. Anyway, nah, everything looks great, and now I'm looking forward to installing a few new games and testing them out and giving them a whirl.
Cool.
And I guess this brings us to the meat of our discussion here. This is tis the season for giving of gifts, and I thought we'd get together today and discuss the types of gifts that we'd be interested in getting, gifts we'd be interested in giving, and I was just curious about what those things are that you guys are looking forward to acquiring and acquiring for other people. I think all I'll right. start it off. You know, being a tech guy, an electronic gadget fellow, and also being a loner, I have no wife, no children, no girlfriend. I generally just buy whatever I want. So for me, this time of year is just like every other time of the year. If I find something I like, I get it. Like I got a video card. But there are a few things that I kind of desire that are out there that I want to pick up or have somebody pick up for me. Hint, hint. First on the list is I want a new iPhone. Yes, that's right. I said it. A new iPhone. I have an iPhone. It's the iPhone 3G, and it does what it does. And I hate Apple, and I hate iPhones, but I don't know. It's just I want the new one. I don't know why. I think I like the squareness of it. It's very cool looking. I don't know why I want the iPhone, but that's one of the gadgets that I was thinking of acquiring for myself if I can talk my work into paying for it. But we'll have to, you know, work that out.
So, can I throw in that I want the Nexus Prime then as a counteroffer to that?
Absolutely. That's all a right, nice looking phone too, man.
It's a better looking phone with that sweet little curved glass on the top of it. Ooh, that's a sexy phone.
I don't like that. It because it draws in reflections.
Okay, so since we're talking about phones, we all know that as much as I live in the future with a 3D printer on my desktop. I can make whatever I want, print it. That's the future. But I have a shitty phone, dude.
You got one of those 1984 bricks, right?
You have a flip phone, right? Like an old school flippy?
I have a flip brick. That shit is a prototype. So I have to get a phone. It might be included as a Christmas gift. I don't know. But I have to get a phone before January. I have to. My biggest requirement is that it has Android so that I can make apps for it and like mess around with my Arduino. Other than that, I don't know what I need, what I'm looking for, what should I get. You guys know me. Basically, like I was going to get a tablet, but I'm like, dude, I took the tablet off my Christmas list because I already have a laptop, number one. And really, if I had a good phone that I could surf the internet when I'm out and about, like you guys take this stuff for granted. I don't have a smartphone, man. So I need to be checking like, oh, well, what time do the RC races start? I don't know. I had to drive all the way home 20 minutes away only to find out, oh, well, guess what? I was 2 minutes down the road. I should have just went there because they started 5 minutes ago.
Yes, you are definitely in dire need of a nice new smartphone.
I agree.
You know, so it doesn't even sound like you need a new one, honestly. You just need a smartphone, right?
There you go.
Well, I mean, you could settle for like a Nexus S or something like that. Something that's not even like the latest cutting edge, but will be more than fine for what you need it for.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I don't know, man. I kind of like that Droid Razor thing. That looks pretty cool. It's like a miniature movie theater in my pocket. It's gigantic.
Yeah, who's your carrier?
I have AT&T.
Okay, so you have some good options then.
I do. Do I? That's the other thing I don't know. I'm totally lost on this whole thing.
Yeah, man, get yourself an iPhone.
I'm not getting an anything.
Come on, you like your iPod.
I love my iPod. It stops there.
You had an iBo.
iBo.
They were the little robotic dogs.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I was like, why do I know that name? Because you know what? Because I was just talking about an Ebo to Kimberly, which is a musical instrument thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that's what I thought you were talking about. Silly me. Robot dog. Not robot guitar strummer.
Well, you say you took the tablet off your list, and that's another thing that I think would be a great gift for your techie friends. Interestingly, Motorola just released the sequel to the Motorola Zoom called the Motorola Zyborg, talking about really bad naming of products. Well, like I said, they released the new Zyborg, and it's comes in multiple configurations with Wi-Fi or 3G or 4G or 16, 32. I think, and there's a 64 gig version as well. I love my Zoom. I've been using it a whole lot. It's been an experiment how much I would use a tablet. I use it at home. I do use it at work for several things. Not often, but it comes in very handy. And I think a tablet is a great gift to give or give yourself. I can't understand how people watch movies on phones. That's just teeny. But, the tablet, yeah, it's not big or anything, but I can sit there. I've watched movies, TV, and I enjoy it a lot. So I think that'd be a great gift.
Yeah, the Zoom One is pretty awesome. Like, Kimberly's been kind of keithing out on specs for like a year now.
Heathen out. That's our new term. I like that.
And really what it boils down to is, you know, I mean, there's no denying that an iPad is badass, but your only alternative if you want something that's pretty much badass is the Zoom, really. And the first one was really good because you can expand the memory, which is what you can't do on the second one. So,
any other kind of like tech electronic gadgets anybody looking forward to getting for the holidays?
I will. I'll chime in with this. First of all, I'll say that I share everyone's interest in a tablet, but I just can't seem to get around the fact that I'm somehow tethered to a provider. I guess there's no getting around that if you want a data plan.
Well, you but tablets, if you're going to be using them in your house or anything, you don't really need a data plan. You can tether your tablet to your phone, can't you?
In theory. I mean, that might be a way around it. I guess I'm just trying to express sort of the ambivalence I have about tablets right now. My main purpose for it would be to goof around with, you know, different OS installs and then just play with just do programming crap. Aside from that, putting aside the tablet, something I'm not ambivalent at all about, but something that I definitely cannot justify owning is the new miniature iRobot mopping robot. It's small.
Is it like a smaller version of the Scuba Roomba?
Yeah, it's smaller, and I have such a small bathroom, it makes no sense to have a robot cleaning of it. But now it's a small robot, so it makes slightly more sense. But still, no, not really. So just pure emotional, I would like one of those little suckers to clean my tiny bathroom so that I don't ever have to again.
Very cool. How about like hobby-type devices or gifts? Have you guys given any thought to things along those lines that you would like to get? Give or something that any person with our nerd-like proclivities would enjoy.
Actually, well, that's you go ahead, Rick.
I was going to say this isn't really something that you'd get for somebody else, but if you were looking to spend a nice chunk of change on yourself, the latest and greatest model of MakerBot, which is a 3D printer, just went on sale today. Not even on sale; the price was knocked down. So now you can get one for $1,099.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy cheap.
What a bargain.
Yeah, and it's the latest and greatest. And this model you can actually upgrade to have two print heads. And with two print heads, what that would allow you to do is have your regular plastic feed to build your whatever it is you designed and you're going to build. And then you could also use the other head to print at the same time to print the negative space with a water-soluble printable plastic. So there's pretty much...
What?
Yeah, it's an open... Like, it would build all the supports. I mean, you don't got to worry about overhangs or weird design or anything. You can literally just print whatever you want inside of a big block and all the negative space be printed in the... water-soluble plastic, and all the parts that you want to keep as the positive in the regular plastic.
That sounds like a really cool gift.
That sounds like I would normally use it to make like Dungeons & Dragons terrain with, which I'm going to conveniently use to talk about my gift idea. A website called HirstArts.com, HirstArts.com, sells a bunch of silicone molds to make fantasy terrain with.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if you all have seen this or not, but it's basically just plaster Lego, more or less. And they're pricey. I have yet to buy them because I feel like you'd probably end up dropping about between 100 and 150 bucks to build what you would want to build. But my God, if this stuff doesn't look like it's just a lot of fun to like build and paint. You know what? It feels like adult dollhouse, and I'm cool with that.
Nice.
I am perfectly fine. I would play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons just to have an excuse to do this. Because normally I use, like, foam core and balsa to construct, like, multi-tier setups and dumb junk like that.
So how big are these things?
Well, the molds are just, like, bricks. Like, it'll literally be, like, you know, maybe three or four different variety of bricks, and then another mold will be the roof, and then another mold will be various pieces of like crown work or door arches or
You can make your own kind of turrets and castles without like a pre-made complete thing.
There is literally a $34 mold that is just that's like just the stairs for something. Like if you wanted to have awesome stairs going up in a ruined castle, you could spend the money and put all this together. And it looks, these things, like the finished work, whenever you see what people have done with them, it looks fantastic. But just the detail in these is mind-blowing, and I would love to spend, like, just a week vacation building an adult dollhouse for Dungeons & Dragons dolls.
That would be sick.
That would be awesome.
That would be fun. I'd hate painting it.
My favorite part about doing Dungeons & Dragons, or, like, War Machine, was painting the dudes. I spent a lot more time doing that than I ever did playing. Because I don't have to worry about some neckbeard arguing about the definition of a millimeter when I'm just painting.
Okay, continuing on. One of the basic tools that every hobbyist should have, and I love mine, and I swear to God I use it maybe 3 times a year, but it's the greatest thing I've got. It's my Dremel tool.
Oh, agreed. Yes.
Those are the best.
It's like, you got to have one. If you don't use it, it doesn't matter. The fact that you own one means that you are a hobbyist.
Two things that make the Dremel worth getting. A regular Dremel's pretty badass in and of itself. You will find something to use it with. You get the flexi shaft, you're kicking it up a notch. Oh, and if you want to take it even a step further, you got to get the mini Dremel drill press attachment. It is sick.
That's decadent there. Yes. I'm going to say I will always vouch for the variable speed one.
Yes.
I think that's a must.
Absolutely. And when you're using them, make sure not to cut a hole in your stomach while you're cutting chicken wire.
I've seen them do it. It was gruesome.
You did that?
Yeah, well, it was neat because I was using a cutoff disc, and it cut through the wire and cut through my stomach and cauterized the wound all in one shot.
Wait, were you using your stomach to support the chicken wire? How does this kind of thing even happen?
Well, the chicken wire was in between my stomach and my arm, and I was cutting it towards me instead of going away from me. So as I was pushing through, it just pushed right through to my gut. It was lovely.
So here's a Christmas present to all of our listeners. Always cut away from yourself.
Or here's a great gift idea. Lead aprons.
Here's a great useful if you get a lot of x-rays.
Here's a great gift idea. I thought of one as you were talking.
Okay.
Something that would make my hobbyist life a lot easier is some sort of roomy yet compact storage. It seems like I have a compartmentalized case, and the compartments – I don't seem to have enough compartments in the right size to hold all my stuff.
So kind of like a tackle box with more different sized areas?
Yeah, I don't want the stigma that comes with carrying a tackle box, but I definitely
– Tackle boxes are great for crafts and hobbies.
I'm a fan. I love the tackle box.
I got mine.
You guys didn't have the forced fishing background I had as a child. A tackle box carries with it a certain stigma that I need to avoid.
You know, I grew up in rural Kentucky, right?
You asking us or telling us?
No, well, that was a rhetorical question. By saying you all know that, I'm saying, listen, I grew up in rural Kentucky. I've done the damn fishing thing before.
Agreed.
Another great gift, I think, for a hobbyist, shortwave radios. I love them. I love listening to stuff all over the planet. I used to have one. I no longer have one, and I've been really considering purchasing a new one.
They've upgraded that. Now it's called the Internet.
Bah, Internet's going to –
When
the EMP hits, who is everybody going to go to for their news and weather?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. All right, so Ghostbusters is a great gift for Christmas.
But I'm not done.
Oh!
I'd like a bike rack. Now that I have a collection of bikes...
You have more than one bike now?
I have two. My collection consists of two bicycles.
Well, let's actually... you have a beach cruiser. What's your new one?
I have a beach cruiser, and I have a 21-speed like hybrid bike, and it is awesome.
Oh, nice.
But now I have two bikes and nowhere to put them, so I need to get them up off the ground and stowed in such a way that they're not taking up space in my limited floor space. And so that is kind of a hobby, and that is what I would like. And what I would like to do is have all of you crafty guys help me build one.
We could do it out of PVC and some hooks. But I do have a question first.
Yeah?
Are all 21 speeds on your bike different? Because if they're not, we can't be friends anymore.
Are you asking me if I somehow got a 21-speed fixie?
That's what I'm asking.
It's 21 speeds that you can make your own feet go in.
It's 21 speeds that I liked better before everybody else knew about them.
Cool. Okay, so for the home gamer, the guy who likes to work on his computer or stay at home, play games on his Xbox, PS3, PSP, Nintendo. What kind of gifts would you suggest would be good for those type of people?
Cards, gift cards.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know what damn games. If you don't know a person well enough to know exactly the game to get them, I would say get them some kind of gift card. You know what? Actually, probably the best all-around gift card you can ever buy anybody would be an Amazon.com gift card. You can buy any damn thing with one of those.
One of the things I put on my Christmas list was, I have like a year membership already. I got the family membership, so me and Kimberly get a discounted price.
Aww.
And I can add two other people if I ever have kids or roommates, or if the dog decides he wants to play some fucking Battlefield with me.
Oh, don't do it. Dogs are so racist on that game.
They are. That's annoying.
Oh, my God.
I played with this Great Dane the other day. What a douche.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but it wasn't time for, gameplay, but it was actual, Xbox points. Because, like we said before, I loves me some Tuesday sale games. So anything I can purchase on Microsoft Arcade is always good, especially when it's in gift card form from someone else.
Cool. Well, the reason I brought up that subject is because I really want a remote for my PS3, so I don't have to get up and do anything with it.
That was next on my list.
You can do it with your damn video controller. Why do you need a remote?
What video controller? I can't turn it on with the controller.
Wait, you're for your PS3?
Yeah.
You can turn your PS3 on with your controller.
How?
I can turn my Xbox on with my controller.
You press the PS button, the big black PS button turns your PlayStation 3 on.
Well, how come nobody tells me these things?
Keith, are you joking right now?
Buddy. I want a damn remote.
Keith, have you been hitting the eggnog a little too hard at the holiday parties, or are you just messing with us here?
I guess since I haven't had a TV for 3 weeks, I haven't had a chance to really explore the PS3.
Yeah, that's what you need for Christmas. You need a new damn television.
Let's start
priorities.
There are, I saw the remote for there's a new Xbox remote that came out. It's all black. It's super sleek. Really sexy. It's a nice looking remote and super comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so phallic too.
I was in debate and Kimberly's like, just get it. And even though it doesn't work with all the functions on my TV, I was like, whatever. I have a bunch of days to return it at Walmart. But let me play with it and see if I actually will end up using it. As much as I wanted to return it, the thing that made it stay and become a permanent fixture on the coffee table was how good it is for when you're watching Netflix and stuff like that. There's no ambiguous, press the trigger or the A button. None of that bullshit.
You just hit reverse.
And the other cool part is it still has, all the regular Xbox buttons on it. So you can just use those or a regular remote. I dig it, even though it's not as fully functional and it doesn't completely replace all my other remote needs, it works very well with the online movie stuff, so. Yeah, and if I'm just bugging around through the menus and stuff like that, it's good.
It's also probably the cheapest hackable controller platform for the Xbox 360. if you wanted to make a custom controller or wire some stuff into those buttons, it looks like about the cheapest way you could do that, and it's wireless.
Yep.
That'd be slick.
Another accessory that I would recommend, a remote charging station for your wireless controller.
Oh, those are so nice.
Dude, I love mine.
Oh, those are nice.
Every night when I get ready to go to bed, I just put into the cradle, charges away. I've never had to deal with dead batteries or anything, dude. It's awesome. And it was cheap. $30 came with two batteries and the cradle for $30. It's
very
awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'll vouch for those. Those are really nice.
One of the things that I was thinking of, both computer and console, And I don't know if you guys use them, but I use mine constantly as my headset. Do you guys play games with headset, microphone, headphones things? Or are you guys
I avoid all those games. If I have to talk to somebody, that means that somebody has to talk to me, which is very much what I do not want in an online video game.
Oh, man, I can't live without it. For that team-based play and squad play, you got to have communication, man.
You know what? I'll use them on a server that I know in Team Fortress 2, but if I'm going up against just randos, I do not need that unfiltered fire hose of bilge and horrible, horrible, horrible speech.
I hear you. It does serve a dual purpose because it is great, you know, when you and your buddies get together for your weekly podcast recordings. You know, you just walk around the room with your headset on, your microphone's right there, and you don't have to worry about anything. You can even, if you've got a cable long enough, you can even sneak a bathroom break without them even knowing.
Are you touching yourself?
Not yet.
Word. Are you touching yourself now?
No. I'll let you know, though.
All right, excellent. Send a little message over Skype. I'm curious about these things. Synchronize it.
I guess games are always the, you know, always on somebody's list. It's tough to buy a game for somebody unless they've actually requested that game. You guys have any games on your wish lists?
You know what? I'm gonna throw this one on its head here. I'm gonna say board games.
Oh, very cool.
I'm gonna say none of this trendy. Oh, let's play Settlers of Catan. Like, hey, you know, let's play Carcassonne or Apples to whatever these dumb little trendy games. I'm gonna say Taboo. I'm gonna say Scattergories.
What?
I'm gonna say those games. You know why? Because they are a lot of fun. They're still fun. They still hold up.
Scattergories?
I love Scattergories.
You and my brother got to get together.
That is a classic. I love Scattergories.
Dude, I am so late into the game of this, like, Catan and all that stuff. But I have got to say, I love playing board games on my Xbox, dude. It's the fucking greatest. The greatest! Because I got the option of playing against AI, so I don't got to worry about having people over my house, number one.
Oh, but those... Well, that's the main problem about board games. And that's their thing.
But, dude, it's impossible to get anybody together, ever. And then number two is if I feel like playing against some real people, boom, I just jump online. But this new one, this is why I was saying it, this new one that I'm addicted to, it's called Ticket to Ride. Woohoo! Building trains, baby, from coast to coast.
Oh, God, you and Tom...
Yeah, Tom's got to play this
transit
game.
Nerds.
Your public transportation.
This game is killer, dude, and it's so retardedly simple, but for some reason, it's like crack, man. I'm addicted to it. It's awesome.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick.
Tell me more.
Oh, no, no. Now you're just flating the microphone, it sounds like.
Shut up.
I'm going to say, for all the transit nerds in your life, I recommend buying them Railworks Train Simulator 2012. It has just thousands of dollars worth of DLC for it. You can drive any kind of train that you want. It's a fantastic route.
Is
just
that Xbox or PC?
It's PC. It's PC. Get it on Steam.
Cool. Nice.
Also, don't get that on Steam. And do not humor your transit nerd friends. They're better off that way.
Or if you don't have a PC that you can use it on, then you can just get the Lionel Train one for the Nintendo DS.
No, buy them the tons of trains VHS tapes off the television. Clickety clack down the track, it's trains.
Here they come, clickety clack down the track, it's lots and lots of trains.
And if you act now, we'll get Backhoe-a-looza. That's right, 42 nonstop consecutive hours of backhole palooza. Any movies on anybody's list this year?
I'm gonna say that the Blu-ray packaging of Metropolis. They put together a pretty nice disc on that one. I recently received that as a holiday gift.
The anime?
No, not the anime. The German expressionist film.
1920s Metropolis robot lady.
Yes. Yeah, it's the one with the sexy robot boobs.
Now, is that the one that has the soundtrack from all the 80s bands?
Yes, Freddie Mercury, yes. Debbie Gibson, Total Eclipse of the Heart Lady.
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie, thank you so much. That was going to kill me.
Wait, so that's the only version, or is that just a version on one of the DVD Blu-rays or something?
Well, that's the version on the Blu-ray. Obviously, if you want to listen to it in its original silent form, I think you can probably put it on mute.
Well, I just didn't know, because there's other versions that have, like, classical music to it.
Oh, no,
I didn't know if it was, like, a package of different eras of music or genres of music to go along with it.
I can get up and get it right now, but honestly, the Freddie Mercury version was the only one I cared about.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know enough about the different cuts and edits of this movie that have been coming out over the years, but my understanding is that this is the best transfer and the best version of the movie available.
Nice.
So very classy little package.
I have some oldies but goodies on my Christmas list, because I tend to put really weird movies that you can't generally get on a daily basis, like Electric Dreams or Chopping Mall, things like that, Robot Jocks. Usually bad movies, but... The two movies that I have on my list this year are Virus, which is a Jamie Lee Curtis robot spectacular. It's one of the worst movies ever made. On Amazon, used for one penny.
How much was shipping on it?
$1.89. And
I think you're getting robbed.
Or you could buy it brand new for like $3.98 widescreen. And then, Keith will love this, I also put on my list 1997 special edition double disc widescreen with the making of and all kinds of crap, Event Horizon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Brand new, in package, never been opened or watched.
There's a reason for that.
$2.99! Woohoo!
No way.
That is way too cheap. That is a legitimately good movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys are... you.
So those are the two. Those are my two Christmas oddballs for movies this year. I don't have a Blu-ray player yet. Actually, I just found one in the dumpster. I haven't tested it yet.
That is the most Rick thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was wrapped up in bubble wrap, so maybe it might have gotten thrown out by accident. But yeah, I don't know. I got to pull it out.
They thought it was just a really heavy roll of bubble wrap, perhaps?
Maybe.
Well, this bubble wrap's really heavy and hard. I'm going to throw it... What about you, Tom? Any movies you'd recommend? I want to hear this one.
Everybody should own Rock and Rule. Everybody should own The Secret of NIMH.
Netflix it.
And everybody should own Willow.
Oh, I love that movie.
And let's not forget, Batteries Not Included.
I'm more of a Mac and Me fan myself.
Everyone should also own Space Camp.
Oh my god. Now you're getting a little crazy.
Max, sure. Max go to space.
I think you're just naming bad movies to see what people do.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was a lot of like Blu-ray or DVD packages this year. Like, you know, Uber special edition of... I mean, it was weird that they didn't wait for the Star Wars ones to come out until Christmas time.
Hey, Rick.
Star Wars came out, but those weren't very good, right?
What do you care?
And it's not Christmas, so.
What do you care, Netflix boy? You just told me not to even bother with getting them on disc.
Secret of NIMH, I said.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, DVDs are always a good gift, but is it better to just maybe give somebody some bucks and let them set up a Netflix account or some...
No.
The gift of streaming?
It's impersonal. Hey, question. Is there a Tron pack with both movies available on Blu-ray?
Yes.
Then that's what you should get.
Absolutely.
Agreed. And now I'm wishing I bought it, because then I can test my dumpster player.
Since you stole my thunder, I'm going to have to append a movie to Rick's list that he so sorely left off.
Keith, was that going to be the next thing you said?
Absolutely, dude.
I apologize. I did not intend that.
Hey, well, no, that
so
that
many
means
people be so wrong.
We're connected, dude. We're connected.
We are wrong. We are. Anyway,
in 1984, there was a movie released, directed by Michael Crichton of Jurassic Park fame, written by Michael Crichton of
Jurassic Park fame.
Yes, it's a little movie starring Tom Selleck called Runaway.
That's on my list. I just didn't mention it.
Not only is it a movie with spider robots, but it has one of the most beautiful actresses ever invented.
Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Helen Mirren from Kiss?
Cynthia Rhodes!
Oh, from Kiss.
No, from Dirty Dancing and Staying Alive and from the Roxanne video.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
Nope, I've had a crush on her ever since I saw Runaway. And yeah, she didn't act for a long time. I think at one point she kind of quit and just lived a normal life. But yeah, she was pretty hot.
What's her name?
Cynthia Rose with a C.
She's no Cindy Rose? Morgan guy.
All right, we're gonna see what's up with this real fast. I'm gonna Google this.
Just IMDb Runaway. So we'll move along. Okay, since this is the Nerdstravaganza podcast, there are certain things that every nerd should have. So I'd like to go around the room and ask my fellow nerds, what nerd-like device do they want? Do they already have, and would they recommend? Or do they don't have, but they think they should have? I'll start it off.
Do it.
I want a leather man. Why?
Because by that you mean a literal man wearing leather?
Cubbyhole.
You want a leather daddy is actually, I think, the proper
term. No.
It's leather queen guy. Get it right.
A universal tool is the most handy thing. Shit. I'm not going to get out of this one, am I? Fixing computers, fixing whatever. You need a knife. You need pliers. Every good hobbyist, nerd, geek should have a great multi-tool. Once you have it, you'll never pick up a regular screwdriver again. You won't need it.
And then, Keith, I want to add to that, if you are an uber, like, robotics nerd or electronics nerd like I am, you can go a step further and not only get a regular Leatherman, but you can get – Leatherman has a series of, like, miniature ones. And the one that I recommend if you're into electronics hobbies is the Leatherman Squirt E4, and the E4 is for electronics. And normally when you open them up, it has pliers. This one has a set of needle nose pliers with wire strippers in it. It's got the exact right size screwdrivers that you need for pretty much any computer case or any electronic device. It basically takes out the woodsman type of stuff and puts in the electronic geek type of stuff that you'd need, and it's awesome.
And I would have to stress, if this is a gift that you're buying for somebody, don't scrimp. Don't buy the husky version that you find at the checkout counter in your local Walmart. Buy a Leatherman. They last forever. They're guaranteed. You're not going to go wrong. If you buy the cheapo brand, you're hosed.
Agreed.
This is one of those things that everybody should spend the cash on. Any other ideas?
I will go ahead and say that, again, for somebody who's into electronics or DIY or tinkering or basic everyday warranty voiding, everybody needs a multimeter. And most people will, you know, go to Harbor Freight or something like that and find one on sale for $3 or $4, which they're good, but they do lack features. Really, I think the most important feature that you want to look for in a multimeter is an audible continuity. And basically that lets you know that if your connections are good. That's 90% of what I use my stupid meters for anyway. To find out if it has it, it'll say it either on the package or it'll have like a little speaker icon on the dial. But one that I recommend is a Velmin DVM850BL. It's like a super badass meter. And they're cheap as hell. They're like $19 pretty much anywhere on the internet. It's a workbench staple for sure.
Cool. I wanted to go through literature because literature is a very big portion of the geek nerd culture. And there are certain must reads that, that should be on every geek's list. I've got several. And the problem I have when I was building this list is a lot of these that I've written down have now become movies, and I'm wondering if the nerd of today is just happy with the movie and wouldn't care about the book anymore. Because, I mean, these are older books. You know, 20 years after the books were written, the movies were made. The movies, for some of them, are pretty decent. For some of them, you know, maybe not so decent. But is that enough? The book I was going to mention, which hasn't been made into a movie, is Ender's Game.
Oh, yes.
I was just going to recommend that you not buy that.
I think that's one of the – that is definitely a must-read for any nerd geek. It's probably not my favorite book, but it's probably top three.
Can I ask you how old you were? How old you were when you first read that book?
When I first read Ender's Game, it was in my 20s. Yes, I did not read it as a teenager.
Okay, I was saying I would recommend it for a teenager. It seems like when I tried to go back and read it when I was an adult, it does not stand up, or at least it doesn't to me.
Well, the idea is really cool.
If you've read it, you can't read it again. It's not. I mean, the whole idea of the book is like, you know what's going to happen at the end. What's the fun in that?
I have serious distaste for Orson Scott Card, which is probably another thing. I do not like the man at all.
Well, I do have Shadow of the Hegemon sitting here, and I haven't read that yet, which I think is the third book in that series.
That's, I believe, the last good one in the series also.
All right, Grant, what do you think would be some good nerd reading materials?
Now, I guess the thing is, are we? If you're talking about a nerd that really doesn't read that often, you just want them to read something, I would probably...
Something that you think would be a good gift for your nephew. He's, you know, a burgeoning nerd in his, maybe early tweens, maybe, okay. What would you get?
I'm going to throw out the Dungeons & Dragons books, then. R.A. Salvatore is a bit hackish for an author, I feel. But he still knows his stuff. He still writes excellent books for, some of the parts. And I believe it was the Icewind Dale trilogy. I haven't read these books since I was a teenager, but any of his Forgotten Realms trilogies were really, really good for a early teen.
Snore!
Okay, since you chimed in there, Mr. Marshall.
Okay, well... We all know that I don't like words, so if it wasn't Choose Your Own Adventure or had to do with Jeffrey Dahmer, I didn't read it. But I will say this, for anybody who's a like everything else I've mentioned tonight, a DIYer or a tinker or anything like that, any of the Forrest Mims Engineer's Notebooks from Radio Shack are awesome. Robot Builder's Bonanza, latest and greatest, whatever that happens to be when you're listening to this. They're constantly updating them probably every couple of years, and they're staying on the cutting edge of technology, keeping everything up to date. Those are great books for learning about circuitry and cool, fun projects to build. And the cool thing is in both those books that I mentioned, parts are available. It's not like oddball, weird stuff that's impossible for noobs to do. So if you're just getting into it, you can learn a lot about, batteries and motors and circuits and how-tos and what does and what doesn't. They're good books.
Cool. Along those lines, I would like to recommend the Chilton Repair Manual for the Nissan 200SX. That was a great read for me. How about you, Tom? Any reading recommendations?
Yes. Along the lines of Grant's reference to some of the D&D books, novels, I'd recommend the Dragonlance stuff, which was Weiss and Hickman. Just really easy to read when I was a kid and trivial to read now that I'm not a kid. If you want to get scientific without really having to do any work and you're into like pop physics, I definitely recommend you go with anything written by Michio Kaku. He will make you happy about the future and all the wonderful things science is going to provide for us without having to really understand what's going to be involved.
He's taken one or two too many hits of acid, I think.
I think he's got just the right chemistry going on upstairs, but
true, but
you can be...
You sure you're not thinking of Richard Feynman?
Oh, no. He's a completely different kind of nut.
I love Richard Feynman, like, to death. He's probably my favorite scientist, and his works are just amazing.
If you want a really nutty futurist, you can always read anything by Ray Kurzweil. He's good. I really like optimistic appraisals of the future. A book I recommended in a previous episode, which was called Infinite Reality, is also an excellent read. And I will round this out with saying that I've embarked on a journey that I should have embarked on years ago. I finally, having picked it up when I was at a bookstore out in Portland, Oregon recently, have started reading Dune. And I regret not having read it much sooner.
Oh, see, that's a book that I know I should have read. You know, for years and years, I've been told to read it. Never read it. Watched the movie. And, I mean, we've all seen the movie and TV show, Dune. And that's where I was kind of going with some of these books, like Dune or Lord of the Rings is another book I should have read. I never did.
You never read any of them? Did you read The Hobbit?
No.
Oh, you should read The Hobbit before the movie comes out.
Read The Hobbit and then read the Lord of the Rings books and do it before the Hobbit movie comes out. I agree with Grant.
And skip over anything that's a 5-page description of a song.
I have not read Dune, seen the movie, or the TV show, nor have I read any Lord of the Ring anything, or seen the movies.
You do know that there's no elves in Dune, right?
The spice must flow.
I saw like a Hobbit cartoon one time. That was about all I saw.
Oof.
So do you guys say, I mean, yeah, I don't believe that the movie, at least in the case of Dune and Hitchhikers, the movies didn't do the books justice whatsoever. So do you think that, you know, reading is still essential as far as those standards, if I may?
It may not be essential. It may not be essential, but it's fundamental.
I knew you were going to say that.
I think you can probably kick the Dune movie to the side. I've never read the book, but I can't believe that movie is indicative of these books for as much good things as I've heard about the books.
Right. I'd have to agree with you. Now, I will say that I enjoyed the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie.
You're fired. That's worse than saying that you've never read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It reflected nothing of the book, but I did enjoy the movie because it had Zooey Deschanel in it.
Oh, now I'll have to watch her. I love her.
I really have to learn who this woman is at some point.
She's hilarious.
I guess I'd like to wrap up with fun gadgets that I wanted. You guys can chime in with anything that you've ever wanted and never acquired, but you know you still have that desire to get. For me, I want a Nixie tube clock. I've always wanted one, and it's just one of those things that I have never purchased. For those who don't know, a Nixie tube is a vacuum tube that has, what do you call those things inside vacuum tubes? Filaments that are in the shapes of letters and or numbers. And a Nixie tube clock is like one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. And that's one gadget that I've never purchased for myself. I probably never will. It goes on my Christmas list and nobody knows what the hell it is and nobody uses the internet to look it up and buy me one, but it's going to be one of those perpetual gifts that I'll always want, one of those cool gadgets.
Well, I can tell you, you can get those in kit form or I think they also have them in already built form at Make Magazine's website in the Maker Shed. They're like $200.
Makezine.com.
Yes, makezine.com. Or you could do what I did, because I didn't want to spend any money in buying one. I acquired a Nixie tube. Wait for it.
In the dumpster.
Wait for it.
Roomba.
Multimeter. Nixie tube multimeter. And this isn't some highfalutin, like, remake, trying to be cool. This is an original from back in the day, and it's awesome.
Sounds I have seen it, and it is really freaking cool.
It am cool.
I would just have to hook it up to something so it was constantly reading out numbers.
My Android leg.
Oh, that's what you do. You write a circuit that gives the time in ohms.
Yep. Oh.
And then you hook the multimeter to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of ingenuity that goes into every Wednesday night at the Learned Nerd Makerspace, www.thelearnednerd.com.
/ plug.
Good live read.
That was good. I like that.
Tom, you got any gadgets that you've always wanted and never acquired?
Can I have a gadget that I had acquired but lost and want to have back?
Absolutely.
I want my Verbot back.
What's a Verbot?
I can't believe you don't even know me, and I don't know you. But Verbot is a voice-controlled robot from the 80s by a company called Tomy.
Have we brought this up every single episode we've had?
Almost.
Hint, I'm pretty sure. hint. Are you not getting what I want? I want my fucking Verbot back. I bring it back because I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I got if I rob the robotic operating buddy back, but sometimes robots die. It's okay.
Is that the one with that touchpad on it where you push two arrows forward and then two arrows left and then two arrows right and you hit the button and it'll move?
No, Verbot had a voice command remote.
It was one of those robots, though, Keith. It was in that same family.
I know what you're talking about. It was by the tone. Basically, Verbot, I got him. I got him 3 Christmases after he was cool, and he was magical for me. And he was a friend, and I want him back. So if anybody happens upon a operational Verbot or one that I can bring to my high tech and highly skilled friends at the TLN makerspace plug, let me know. Let me know, and surprise me for Christmas with it. Thanks.
You got it.
Signing off, bud.
No one's buying you that damn Verbot.
You know what? No one's buying you a dick.
Thank you, guys. I mean, I didn't want one, you know?
All right, Grant, what gadget would you enjoy receiving this Christmas?
You know what? ThinkGeek.com has a Han Solo ice cube tray. I want that. It's not a gadget. It's a damn ice cube tray, but I want it.
And the ice cubes are in the shape of Han Solo?
Frozen in carbonite.
Oh. They also have those at Tate's, and I'm sure they probably have them at Super Comics.
I would use them to make chocolate, and I would crumble up bacon inside the chocolate, and I'd have Han Solo chocolate bacon candies.
There's also an R2-D2 one. Hint.
Don't steal my ice cube tray hint here.
Well, if you're going Think Geek, you might as well just buy the bacon salt and sprinkle some of the bacon salt in there.
No, I buy real high-quality salt and real high-quality bacon. No shortcuts.
How about you, Rick? Any gadgets you want?
TARDIS.
So you can go back in time to when I was recommending Doctor Who to you 3-4 years ago?
And I horrifically made fun of you? Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. A vindication.
Dude, well, if it doesn't have Tom Baker, it's awful.
No, it's not true.
I'm
a convert, dude. I am a convert.
Like, I'm obviously a huge Douglas Adams fan. I cannot watch a lot of the Tom Baker era stuff.
Oh, you're nuts.
It's still a children's show back then to me.
Yeah. Well, I pretty much have any weird, cool gadget that I've ever wanted, from my 3D MakerBot to my Theremin. I mean, it's a tough call. So I might have to go, rather than cool gadget, and just go with childhood toy that I never got that I always wanted.
Don't say Verbot.
No, it's not Verbot, but very similar.
R2-D2 Droid Factory?
Yes!
He knows you too well.
The Star Wars Droid Factory is something that I always wanted, man, and I never had it. My friend had one, and I used to play with that stupid thing all the time. So, but it's a toss-up because that, you know, that's gettable and that's cool, but another thing that always stuck out to me that I debate on putting on my Christmas list every year because it's really something that I wanted forever and never got was Big Track.
Big Track?
I know what that was. That was one of those programmable dealies, right?
Yes. It was like it looked like the truck from Damnation Alley, and you programmed in all of its moves and then it would go around and do its business and come back to you. It was awesome.
Oh, Damnation Alley. Okay, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, for all you youngins, you'll have to Google that to see what that vehicle looked like. It was back in the day, that thing was the coolest ever.
So yeah, that's it for me.
Can I I know I don't want to jump back in out of turn again, but can I add one more thing here at the end?
Most definitely.
I want an R2-D2 Xbox.
Oh, I think we're all on that list.
Yes.
It's just a matter of which of us are going to get it first.
Let me clue you in on who's going to get that first, buddy boy. It's me, because I already ordered it from Amazon, and I'm getting it. And I'm going to have R2-D2, and even if Verbot doesn't show up for Christmas, late for Christmas, R2 is.
The thing that kills me with that, I could live without it as much as I wouldn't want to. I could live with the fact that it exists and I didn't have it if it didn't make the noise. It's all right. It's that noise. I can hear R2 talking to me every day.
Exactly.
But what if I...
Dude, if that isn't living, I don't know what is.
It's the pinnacle of my existence. When it eventually breaks, as all electronics do, I'm gonna have him lift it out with one of those like suction things, like out of my entertainment center.
Out of your X-Wing?
Yeah, somebody's gonna offer me a new unit. Like, nah, he and I have been through a lot, and I'm gonna get it fixed.
And then you can use my big track to tow him around to the repair center.
But the C-3PO controller is so retarded.
What are you talking about?
Out of your effing mind.
It's glossy. I'm stepping out of this one. It's gonna have fingerprints and all that kind of stuff on.
Okay, now that's a different situation than saying that it's retarded. Because that thing, from a design standpoint, is amazing. It's his mid-drift with those wires. Dude, Robo Drift, come on.
That controller is going to be put on literally like in a case or on a pedestal on my entertainment center and never use. I'm going to use standard controllers.
You have to put that one under glass and never touch it.
Yeah, I'm going to. Are you kidding me? This isn't just a present. This is a lifestyle change for me, Keith, and I need you on board 100%. Don't call anything retarded.
I'm there. I'm with you.
Okay. Plus, it's offensive. It's an offensive term.
Plus, whoever wants to buy my Xbox for $200 can have it, because then I'm going to put that $200 towards my Star Wars one.
Plus, it's only offensive because you use it in reference to the R2-D2 unit.
Right. I'll give you $140 for that Xbox.
For $140, I'll kick it down the stairs.
I'll bet you would.
And you know what? The thing that sucks the most is it's not even a money thing. I can afford to buy the other one. But I just feel like, you know, now I have three Xboxes in a house with only two people. It's stupid.
Well, like you said, the dog might want to play.
That's true. I get the gunk on board.
I'm not adding him on friends if he speaks up. I'm not accepting those damned invites.
Well, guys, I think we've had a great show tonight. For all of those people who have a nerd or geek in their life that they were trying to come up with an idea for a gift, I hope we gave you some good suggestions. For the nerd or geek listening to the show, I hope maybe you got some ideas for stuff to ask for this year. I'd like to thank everybody for their suggestions, and thanks to all of our listeners for listening to this edition of the Nerd Extravaganza Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! And just a little bit of housekeeping here. Make sure that you follow us on iTunes. And if you like this show, tell your friends, and also rate us and give us positive reviews.
It's a giant fucking pig, dude, and a giant ball zag.